Howdy, guys.
Hey, Noah, can you hear us all right?
Oh, I can hear you guys all right.
All right, we are now joined by tonight's second place finisher in the Alsco 300, Noah Gregson, driver of the number 9 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. Noah, take us through what it was like to take home a second place finish today here in your hometown.
It's good to get points, but it's kind of frustrating knowing that we were all doing everything we could. I was kind of best of the rest, you could say. Just that 98 was so fast, but we just need to keep on working. And I don't know, that's the best I've been here so far, but obviously not good enough. So thankful for the pit crew. They had great pit stops all day, and Dave Ellens and the rest of the team built a really good car. And I feel like we achieved most of what we wanted to. Obviously, we'd like to come home with the win, but we're able to kind of felt like run second for 200 laps. So just a different ball game today than where that 98 team was. But I don't know. I'll take it. Could be worse. So we'll take second and good points today.
All right. Thank you, Noah. We'll turn to our media for questions now. Just a reminder, if you have a question for Noah, raise your hand and click on the participations tab, and we will kick it off with Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Ross. Noah, best finish for you since Atlanta way back in June. I know you've had speed, but is it a relief to finally take that speed and put it back, you know, put it all together into a result like this?
Yeah, definitely. To be able to kind of get back on track, I feel like it's been kind of 2 months. But I fully believe in Dave Ellens and the rest of this number 9 Bass Pro Shop team. They know what they're doing, so it's time to get everything going. My focus is up, and I'm just trying to do everything possible to prepare and get ready for these races. So good showing for us today. Obviously not the best, but could be worse, and just thankful to be here. It would have meant the world to me to bring home a win in front of our my friends and family who were able to be up in the South Point suite tonight. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. So we'll just keep on working hard and just try to keep on running up front and getting points and not getting any trouble.
You said during media day this week that you knew what this team was and what you guys were capable of. Was tonight a glimpse of that?
Yeah. Well, you guys probably doubt me, not in a bad way, but just kind of. We haven't really been showing results lately, so I understand why you guys kind of doubt us. But these junior motorsports cars are strong, not only the 9 team, but the 7, the 8, and the 1 team. We're here to hurt some feelings. So it feels really good to be with an organization like junior motorsports and have fast race cars.
Just to clarify, I never said I doubted it, but impressive run, man. Good luck next week.
Well, sorry. I was kind of speaking for everyone, but I don't know. Not doubt us, but it was the Chase Briscoe show. So I don't know. But thanks for not doubting me, Jacob.
I got to give you grief. Good luck next week.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Next up, we'll go to Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Noah, I'm curious on the nosebleed. Is that a big deal or is it not a big deal? And do you know, were you successful after you stuck the foam up your nose?
Yeah, so it's more just annoying, if that makes sense. Like, you know, when you can't tilt your head back, obviously, and like plug your nose, you're kind of just in there and there's blood going all down your face. And I guess not too bad. I had a lot of blood on my face earlier, just dripping down. But yeah, it's more of an annoyance. So I put the foam, I grabbed a piece of rollerboard padding foam and ripped it off and shoved it up my nose. But then I got a paper towel on the pit stop and was trying to get the foam out of my nose, but it got clogged up in there. So I was like trying to snot rocket that thing out. It wasn't working. And then just blood everywhere. And kind of looked like the stepbrother scene from when they were building bunk beds. But finally got the paper towel shoved up in there and kept it there the whole race. So I kind of forgot about it after 50 laps, but definitely annoying rather than not having it.
And is that something that you battle often, or was this the first time?
No, I think it's just the dry air out here in Vegas. You know, I used to live here and never get them, but I noticed like my lips are chapped when I come out here and come out to Phoenix and whatnot. And just the air is super dry out here. So I don't think it's anything different than usual. It's just not used to it, you know. Thanks, Bob.
All right, next up, we'll go to Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
You know, to follow what Jacobs said, it seems like you're hitting at an absolute stride right now the past 10 races or so, with the exception of Daytona. You've finished in the top 10 in all of the races as of late. What does this tell you, this entire ninth team, to be showing up at the right time and try to make that a statement that you guys belong in that championship for? Of course, we got Talladega and the Robo coming up first.
Yeah, I think top fives are our goal. So I don't feel like it's been very successful these last 2 months. But overall, we're working hard, and I'm very grateful for the team I have around me, and we're having a good time with it. So I think everything is good. We got a lot of momentum on our side, and Dave Ellens is our leader, and he definitely knows how to win championships. So I put full trust in him, all the guys, and just thankful to have Bass Pro Shops and True Timber and Black Rifle Coffee along for the ride.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, next up we'll go to Tom Zalewski. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Chase. I had noticed one thing as stage three started. Why am I calling you Chase? I'm sorry. It was Chase, Austin, and you for the longest time as that stage three started. When the final caution came around, did that at least kick some confidence in you guys? What was going on after that? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I was thinking about Chase.
Sorry.
I think I had full motivation and confidence the whole time. It just kind of grouped us back up and tried to get him again, but it just wasn't meant to be. Obviously, Chase was faster. And Noah was slower, so myself, and yeah.
Okay, good. I mean, you'll get through it. I mean, two more to go. Just to, you know, sorry.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Do we have any final questions here for Noah? All right, Noah. Thank you again for your time, and best of luck next week.
Thank you.